Welcome today to Fit is a Fiddle Plus. I'm here with Rita Brewer. She is my co-host, my co-mod, and we actually get to interview Rita today. I am so excited because she has some great information all about functional medicine. And so I want to talk to her first about a little bit about her history and how she even got into medicine to begin with, and then what inspired her to pursue a career in functional medicine. So, Rita, tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure, absolutely. So, I mean, I always knew since I was a child I wanted a career in medicine. So I was blessed to know that early on. But
How did you know that?
I mean, from the time I was a little kid, I loved dissecting things.
Okay.
My mom used to tell me stories about, remember how you would be a child and you would go out to play and say, "Mom, I bought you a present," and it would be like a handful of worms. Or I would like play in ant piles and I would like to take the little pieces apart. And I know when I was in science class in junior high, like we got to dissect a frog and it's like, I was so fascinated by the body and, I wanted to take things apart and see how it worked.
Okay.
And I have a caring, spirit, nurturing spirit, and I wanted to be able to help people. And then as I got older, I was just so fascinated with the human body. I wanted to learn everything about it. So like anatomy and physiology were my favorite classes. I absolutely loved them. We got to, dissect a cat in college, and then in PA school, we had a cadaver lab and I just loved it. And then I went into surgery for many years and I just wanted to know everything about the
Okay.
human body that I could possibly know. So it was just fascinating to me always.
I love that. And I get that because back in high school, I loved the whole geography and the world maps. And so my degree program ended up in travel and tourism and hospitality. And today
Okay.
I run a guest house, a bed and breakfast in my home. So
That's
who
awesome.
knew? From when we're kids. So how interesting that held true for you as well. I love that.
So I went the conventional medical route. So I went to PA school. And, the first 20 years of my career, I worked in medicine and surgical specialties and absolutely loved it. But then I started having issues with my own health, chronic pain and inflammation and arthritis. And I explored everything that conventional medicine had to offer me and did all the treatments, and I still wasn't getting better. And that was probably in my late 20s, because I was having chronic back pain. And I was athletic and always active. And it's like, why, I'm too young for this. Why is this happening? So then I started to develop an interest in holistic alternative options, right? And Eastern medicine, because I wasn't getting any better with Western medicine. So then I started learning about, mind, body, spirit practices, energy medicine, emotional healing, and, how our physical bodies can manifest, with diseases from emotional issues. So I studied all of that. And I had my own practice in energy medicine for a while. But then, I started, I was always reading about something health related. I still do. I'm obsessed with it. I do it for fun. Like I read medical books and health books for fun, right? Because that's what I love and I'm passionate about. But I started to realize that, there were millions of other people in the world. And then I saw it, as for my own patients too, that we gave them everything that we had in conventional medicine to offer them, whether it was medications or surgeries or physical therapy or whatever. And then people would still be suffering. Like I'm still don't feel well. This is not normal, right? So that's when I discovered functional medicine, which is, started to come out in like the late 80s and early 90s. Like Dr. Jeffrey Bland, was like the father of functional medicine. And it's really,
Describe what's the difference for our viewers that don't know what versus the conventional medicine, what does functional medicine actually mean?
So it's a holistic approach to healing. It's called root cause medicine. So where in conventional medicine, we're taught about certain diseases. You learn all the different diseases, you learn how to diagnose them, and then you learn what is the treatment to go with it. And 99% of the time, the treatment is a drug. So you have heartburn, you get a heartburn medication, right? The
Right.
PPIs and the Xantecs and stuff like that. And we don't go and look at the root cause. It's like, well, why are you having heartburn in the first place? Right? And that's what functional medicine does. It's like we're like the medical detectives. So we want to find out what's causing it in the first place so we can resolve it. So you don't need prescription drugs, right? Because we all know prescription drugs are great when you need them, but we don't want to just have a pill for every single ill, right? Because then we all know what happens with that. You get a side effect from the pill that then you've got to keep taking it. So what do? You take another pill to counteract the side effects. And that's how conventional medicine works. And myself and millions of other medical professionals around the world, we went into medicine because we want to help people get better. But that's not how conventional medicine works. It's just you prescribe the drugs and that's it. And yeah, sometimes there's physical therapy, or sometimes, you might have a more of a holistic practitioner saying, yes, maybe an acupuncture or a chiropractor or something, but that's about the extent of it. We don't ever go deeper to find out why this is happening. And we treat everybody the same too. Like everybody who has migraines just gets a medication for migraines, and that's it, right? But in functional medicine, we want to take the deep dive and say, why are you having migraines to begin with?
Oh my
So
gosh, the causes could be so different.
exactly, and multifaceted too, and so individualized. So one person may be having migraines because they have a nutritional deficiency. Maybe they have a magnesium deficiency, whereas somebody else with migraines may be having gut health issues that need repair work. So everybody is treated as an individual, and we look at all the body systems together, which is another big difference from conventional medicine. Whereas, you're having chronic stomach aches, you go to a gastroenterologist, and that's the only thing they're looking at is your intestinal tract. Whereas functional medicine, we look at every organ system of the body, emotional, spiritual, lifestyle, relationships, and how does all of that affect what's going on in your body? So that's what I love about it, because I hated, and then that we don't communicate well in conventional medicine either, because your cardiologist is only focusing on your heart, doesn't care about what's going on with your stomach, and say that nope, go to the gastroenterologist for that, go to the GYN for the women's health, So nobody puts all the pieces together, so that's why there's so many mistakes that can happen, right?
Wow.
And things, people are not always thorough, especially, and then we have the constraints of working within the insurance model, where you're pushed to have high volume patient after patient after patient after patient because you got to meet your numbers, and you can't really get deep into these issues, and you're not even trained anyway. So functional medicine is an additional training program because it's not taught in the conventional model. So millions of us go on to spend years and thousands of dollars to advance our training in functional medicine so we could learn all these things that we wanted in the first place, but were never
Right.
given in our conventional training. So that's the main difference. If I think of it as the medical detectives, and we want to focus, it's root cause medicine. We want to focus on what is the root cause of this problem and can we resolve it completely so you don't need lots of drugs.
Now, nothing, of course, is as simple as that. So, how do you
Right.
approach diagnosing and treating something complex, a chronic condition that it might have maybe multiple underlying causes? How do you
Yeah.
figure that out
Yeah.
as the detective?
Yeah. So we do very, very comprehensive history taking first.
Okay.
Like when I meet with my clients, the very first appointment that we have is a 60 to 90 minute consultation where we're reviewing an 18-page document of not just their medical history, but their lifestyle history. What are they
Okay.
eating? Their sleeping habits, their physical activity, their relationships, how their how is you are you in a bad marriage or a relationship, or you have a lot of stress in your life? So we're looking at all the sleep habits, like we look at all of that stuff. And then what I was taught is to work first on what we call rapid relief. Like, what are those main issues of concern for the patient or client? That's the most important thing to them. Because there's lots of puzzle pieces that we can put together with all the different symptoms and different organ systems that can come into play. But let's focus on, we want to make people start to feel better as soon as we possibly can, to give them encouragement and hope that, okay, you can get better from this. So let's focus on the things first that are most important to them. And then, we can get some quicker results, and then, we just kind of build from there and take one step at a time with
Okay,
addressing everything.
so whatever they come in for is probably what's bugging them. Like, oh, I'm not sleeping. I can't sleep. So you can try to get them some relief for that immediately while you're doing this detective work, trying to find out why are they not sleeping.
Or I'm so tired all the time. Or for me, I get a lot of diabetic, blood sugar issues, obese people who want to lose weight. And, so if that's the most important thing in getting their blood sugar control, and getting their weight down, I'm going to be focusing first on their nutrition and maybe getting them a continuous glucose monitor so they can see what's going on with their blood sugar in real time. So we do these preventative things too, whereas conventional medicine, the only people that are using glucose monitors are some insulin dependent diabetic patients, not even all. I mean, I have sent so many diabetic clients that are on insulin and oral medications, like type 2 diabetics, and their endocrinologist, who's their specialist in diabetes, have never even offered them a continuous glucose monitor.
What? How do they know how much insulin or when or how or if they're not monitoring?
Well, they have to prick their finger all the time.
Oh, that's crazy.
And again, the conventional model is not to help people reverse their diabetes. It's just manage it. It's just like, okay, well, you want to eat those bagels for breakfast anymore? Every morning that spike your glucose up to 200. Okay, so you just take a little extra insulin to help bring the blood sugar back down.
And of course, the patient is thinking, well, my doctor told me to do that.
Exactly. That's the
Wow.
most frustrating thing. And that's why, I specialize in like type 2 diabetes and metabolic health and obesity, because it's such a chronic, huge epidemic, all over the world, really. And
But
there's so
especially
much.
in America. I've done some international travel. It is so prevalent in America.
It is. But the Latin American countries and Asian countries, their obesity numbers are skyrocket as well. South Pacific. It's everywhere.
So how do you collaborate with the patient? Because I just know, especially depending on where the patient is in their life, that sometimes it's hard to teach old dogs new tricks, as they say. How can you collaborate with some of these patients and get them on board with a new type of treatment plan instead of sliding back in, but I like my bagel every morning. And if
Well,
all I
again,
have to do is more insulin, why can't I just continue to do that?
Well, the people who come to functional medicine practitioners know that we don't take insurance. So this is the insurance companies don't recognize functional medicine as a specialty. So functional
How's
medicine
that?
practice, it's all, yeah, exactly. It really, hopefully someday that we'll see in our lifetime, it should be primary care medicine for everybody, but it's not yet. So it's all cash pay. So people who are going to be willing to pay cash for their health care are much more motivated and ready to invest in their health, because they really want to get better. And these are the people who, like myself, who tried everything that conventional medicine had to offer, and they still feel like crap. So I always try to work with people the way I collaborate, like in the way you said of other practitioners, is like when I have a new client come to me, I'll have them get me their records. So even though I'm function as a coaching practice, I'm still a PA, so I like to see their medical records as well. So I'll have them get me the whole last year's worth of all the labs that they did have under their insurance model that paid for it. If they have any other tests, whatever, x-rays, CAT scans, MRIs, and I'll say, give me all those reports prior to our first visit so I can look through all of that in advance, and then we can talk about it and put, those puzzle pieces together. So I try to help them to save, as much money as possible. Or if there's a lab test that I think that they would really benefit from, I would first say, go to your primary care doctor and ask them to order this test for you, so they can run it through their insurance. But sometimes they're not willing. So, like for a lot of primary care doctors, if women is having hormonal issues, even I've seen tons of gynecologists that won't order hormone labs for their patients. So, if they're not willing, then we have other options. So, we have specialized functional medicine testing, which can take a much deeper dive than what we do in conventional medicine. Because the only thing that conventional doctors will order is what they know their insurance will pay for.
Right.
So, if somebody is having terrible gut health issues, of course, we want to start with the foundational things like getting them on a healthy and nutritious diet and getting out the fried food, the fast food, the junk. But then, if they're still having issues, we can order special stool testing. It's a home,
Okay.
and everything can be done at home too. And that's why I can do this all virtually too, because of all the testing kits can be just mailed to their home. Their test kits that they can do at home. Sometimes blood tests can be just, they can do a little finger prick for themselves at home and then wrap it up in the kit and mail it out to the lab. The results will come to me and them, and we'll review the results and, formulate a plan based on that. But sometimes people may have toxicity in their body. Like people suffer with all kinds of toxins, heavy metal toxins in their body, that which may be causing chronic issues with brain health, and chronic pain. And they may have, high levels of, arsenic and mercury that's in their body. And these are things that we just don't test for in
Where would
conventional
these things
medicine.
come from?
Oh,
How?
our environment is so toxic. We have so many, like hundreds of thousands of toxins that we're exposed to every day, in the beauty industry, the
Yep.
pesticides in our food, the air pollution, the water that we drink, glyphosate, Roundup is sprayed on all our foods, even in our homes too, because they put so many chemicals and flame retardants in our carpeting and furniture that off gas into the air. And especially as women, we're much more vulnerable to all of that. And it, binds with our hormone receptors and causes imbalance with our hormones, and that could lead to obesity. So there's so much that we can look at, and we can, test for nutrient deficiencies, right? How many of us take like a zillion supplements a day, and we don't really know if we need it or not. We just know that it's supposed to be good for us, and that yes, we need magnesium, but we don't know if we're getting enough in our diet, right? Because even if you're taking it, doesn't mean you're necessarily absorbing it, right? Because you may have absorption issues, as we get older, and like over 60, we don't produce as much hydrochloric acid in our stomach anymore. So we may not be breaking down the food well enough for our cells to actually absorb the nutrients in our food. So these are things that we can test for in functional medicine, which is, so fascinating. Because we can see, do you have enough digestive enzymes? Do you have a good balance of healthy microbiome of your healthy bacteria in your gut? Or food sensitivities, right? That's a really common one, because not everybody knows what they're sensitive to. I mean, if it's an obvious reaction, like every time you eat dairy, you got to go run to the bathroom, then dairy is something you should be avoiding. But for somebody like me, oh, I've had rheumatoid arthritis with chronic pain and inflammation in my joints, and I never had any true allergies. But when I did a food sensitivity test, it showed me that dairy is highly inflammatory for me, gluten is highly inflammatory for me, and I would have never known that without those special functional medicine tests. So
So how can you, I mean, if you just talk with somebody, how can you convince them to get some of these testing? Because again, their insurance isn't going to pay for any of this since it's the functional medicine. So how does folks finally come to you? I mean, how do you market to get the word out? Because I would think if more people were aware, they would want to know. they would want to go down that path to find out what's really going on with me. And like you said, I'm on some supplements. I have no idea whether I'm absorbing them correctly or not, or if I need different ones. Now, again, I go back to my regular medical doctor, and he did just the traditional blood panel.
Right.
Everything comes out pretty normal. My bad cholesterol was a little still in the normal range, but on the high end. But other than that, everything else was smack dab right in the middle. So he was like, "You're perfect. There you go." And I'm like,
am I really?
Am I really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really interesting thing too, because in our functional medicine training, we're taught to look at labs from a functional medicine lens, which is different from the conventional lens. So the conventional lens is if it's in that normal range, you're fine. Right. But for example, somebody with blood sugar issues, like when it comes to hemoglobin A1C, right, that long acting blood sugar test that gives us a 3 month average. So prediabetes will start in most labs. It varies in different labs around the country, but in the United States, approximately 5.7 is where prediabetes starts. So I see all the time people will show me their labs and their conventional doctor said everything is fine, but their A1C is 5.6. So yes, it's normal, but it is really, really close to prediabetes. So from a functional approach, I'm thinking, okay, well, this is almost prediabetes. So this is insulin resistance. Insulin resistance can start, more than a decade before prediabetes ever shows up. So a functional approach is saying, okay, you're already insulin resistant and we need to start making changes now. Otherwise, prediabetes isn't your future, right? But in conventional medicine, we don't do that. We just say, okay, we'll just recheck it in a year, and then the next year it's 5.7, and they're like, well, yeah, it's pre-diabetic, but it's not that bad. So let's just check it again in a year, and then the next year it's 6.1. So now you're full-blown pre-diabetes. My teacher, I love the way she described it. She said that, it's like you've already got a fire burning in the kitchen, but we're not going to do anything about it until the whole house is engulfed. Right. So, and I thought that was such a great analogy because that makes a lot of sense, because it's true. You have inflammation. High blood sugar causes inflammation in the entire body, from joint pain. And I mean, every organ system, and, it's causing damage to your blood vessels. So why are we waiting? Because in conventional medicine, you're not taught how to reverse it. You're just taught like, okay, well, once you get prediabetes, well, then we can talk about the drugs that we can give you to help with that. But yes, they'll say move more and eat better, try to stay off the sugar. But there's no real tools that are given, to the patients that they can really, run with. But I think the bottom line is, for people who are going to reach out and get functional medicine care are the people who are really willing to invest in their health. And I always say, when you do your financial planning, budget in for your own health care, a certain amount each year, because you can't guarantee that your insurance plan is going to cover everything. We all have co-pays for things. And then, most people, are seeing their doctors annually, but they still don't feel well. They're tired all the time. They're exhausted. They don't know why. They think they're doing everything right. But, you really have to be willing to invest and value, your health. You put a value on it. Like, some people just, want to have fancy cars and houses, and they just expect their insurance to cover everything for their health. But that's you're not going to get the best quality you could possibly get.
Well, the last time I went to the doctor, again, like I said, my bad cholesterol was just in the normal range, but at the very high end. And so I immediately went on a quest to find out what can I change in my diet to bring that down, to get that number down closer to the middle of the normal range. But my doctor wasn't concerned at all. He was like, we'll just check you again in 6 months, see how you're doing. He said, we've got, a prescription I can give you if it gets on the outside of that high side. And I'm like, okay, but I don't want to go on a prescription. I want to bring the number down. I want to actually be healthy, not just look like I'm healthy.
Exactly. And that's another, little difference too with functional medicine too. So you have to not just look at the LDL cholesterol, but let's look at the breakdown, the ratio of your triglycerides to your HDL. And is that increasing your risk for cardiovascular disease? And, a lot of times so many people are being put on the statin drugs to lower their cholesterol. But as we get older, that's not necessarily a healthy thing because cholesterol makes all of our hormones, our sex hormones. So as we age and our sex hormones tank, though then we ha it puts us at more risk for cardiovascular disease if we bring our LDL cholesterol down too low. So I'm happy to look at yours if you want to email them to me. We could talk about it.
Okay.
But
Good to know. Good to know.
yeah.
Now, what types of conditions or patients do you find benefit the most from functional medicine?
Well, functional medicine can help everybody with any condition you can possibly think of. But
Okay.
I would say the ones who are going to get the best results are the ones who are ready, willing, and able to start making lifestyle changes, because that's huge. The foundation of functional medicine is healthy nutrition, good quality sleep, being proactive about keeping your stress down, reducing toxins in your environment. That's what we go over, the details of like your toxins and your environment and your home and your beauty products and all these things. And do you have community or are you lonely? Like these are really just the foundations. They just seem like so basic, but they make huge impacts. And I, we're not taught that in conventional medicine. And I really suffered that for myself having autoimmune disease. But just trying to always go, go, go and perform, perform, perform. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? I can't keep up. And when my teacher said, anybody who's got an autoimmune condition of any kind needs at least 10 hours of rest per day. Doesn't mean you have to be sleeping for 10 hours, but hopefully a good 7 to 8 for sleep and then a couple more of just rest. And that, like, so simple was life-changing for me because I didn't know that my body needed that much. You always think there's something wrong with me. Like, why can't I keep up? But when you just honor, your body and savor and treasure good quality sleep and breathing exercises to reduce your stress, or maybe you need a therapist or somebody to talk to, like these just basic foundational things add up to so much, improvement. Because my health, I just kept pushing and pushing because I didn't know this. And my hormones got all out of balance. My adrenal glands were, it was like beyond like push. You talk about the stress hormones when you have like high cortisol because you're always stressed. If that goes on for too long, eventually it starts going the other direction. Now you're not producing enough cortisol to barely even get yourself out of bed. And that's like adrenal insufficiency. The adrenal glands start tanking because when we're, in menopause, we're not producing estrogen anymore. So we're relying on our adrenal glands for our hormone function and our stress hormones to be produced. But when you're on overdrive, they were running out. And now I had to go on cortisone treatment just to help my adrenal glands to function. And I didn't know this. And my of course, I was medically trained, but this is not something that's talked about, in conventional medicine, really. So, yeah, it's just these foundational things.
So when you're interviewing that patient and you're asking those questions, there's a whole purpose and a point behind all of those questions to find out how they're actually functioning on a day-to-day basis so that you can find the root cause of whatever their issue is. And again, it can get so complicated because it could be more than one root cause. So then you step in with either testing from the medical profession, their medical doctor versus or in addition to some testing that you can do, and your whole goal is to try to get to the root cause of what needs to be fixed to make them more healthy. And so they would have to collaborate, and again, with functional medicine, since they're paying for it, again, they are much more motivated to take your recommendations because they're trying to also find the cause of whatever's going on because they've exhausted all other
They want to feel
avenues.
better.
I get it. I get it. And so give me a prize example, of course, with HIPAA without any names or anything, but give me a prize example of someone who their entire life changed because of something that you found that you could help with.
Well, I have a great testimonial on my website and on Facebook, which is kind of a long story, but I do have prepared for today a case study that I would love to share with the audience that talks about, like, you know, our conventional approach and then how functional approach is different. And I just met her last week, but I know that she can have that transformation. And that's why I get excited when I meet people who are really motivated for change. But just quickly, I had a young woman in her 30s who was in tears when she came in to see me, because she was almost 100 pounds overweight, horrible, debilitating endometriosis pain, anxiety. I can't remember all the details after that, but we basically changed her whole lifestyle, her nutrition, her physical activity, her stress. We did all of that. And today she's down 95 pounds. And her endometriosis symptoms are hardly there at all. She got out of a bad relationship. She's dating again. She's confident. She feels great in her clothes. You know, all of her lab values are normal. You know, it's just, there's so many stories like that. But I just met a woman last week who has a very, very serious medical complex history, and she's young. She's only 45. So I wanted to share that with you today, because that's really interesting. You want to dive into it now?
Yes, let's do that. Let's all do right. that. And then at the other end, I want to find out, how do you stay current on all this?
Yeah, I will. Absolutely. All right. So let me tell you about this lady. Let me just move this screen so I can see. So just make that a little smaller. So she, wrong one. I'm not going to put it up on the screen, but I'm just kind of want to be able to see my notes. So this is a 45-year-old white female. She came to me because she wanted to lose about 100 pounds. So she's morbidly obese with a BMI of 43.3. So her current weight was 256 and a half pounds. She wanted to get down to about 160. Other complaints that she had was she was already in perimenopause, having hot flashes, irregular periods, restless sleep. She hadn't had a period in like 10 months, low energy. Now she went to her primary care doctor and they put her on Wegovy, which is, you know, one mm-hmm. of the weight mm-hmm. loss medications, which I think was a good idea for her because she has so much weight to lose in order to be healthy. She had already been on it for about 3 months and she was titrating her doses up gradually as we do. But she had only lost about 8 pounds. So what that tells me is that she has not had a comprehensive lifestyle program to go along with it. Otherwise, because if she did and she had that much weight to lose, she would have already lost a significant, she could have already been down 20 pounds. Right. Mm-hmm. So her other past medical history, she has anxiety, irritable bowel syndrome, sleep apnea. She's had kidney stones, endometriosis, borderline diabetes. She has chronic asthma, migraines. She was hospitalized with a flu and asthma. It turned into sepsis and pneumonia in intensive care. And she also has hidradenitis suppurativa, which a lot of people may have never heard before.
I've not heard of that.
But it's basically like a lifelong autoimmune disease that targets the sweat glands. It'll clog up your glands and can lead to bad infections and scarring and draining wounds. It can be really debilitating for anybody who struggles it. Because think about huge, painful, acne-like bumps that form under the skin. It's usually like in armpits and inner thighs and groin and buttocks or breasts where skin is rubbing together. It can be caused by hormonal imbalance and obesity, smoking, or genetics. So she's dealing with that as well. And I do have some pictures, which I don't know if you want me to show, but some people might be interested in seeing that. But for sake of time, let me not do that. So surgery-wise, she had a laparoscopy where they look with the camera inside your belly because of the endometriosis. She had four times over 7 years. an umbilical hernia repair, two C-sections, her gallbladder out, kidney stone surgery twice.
Oh my.
Remembering again, she's 45, right? Family history of high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, glaucoma. But she lives at home with her son and her husband. She's got a sedentary desk job. Emotionally, she's got PTSD because her son had tried to commit suicide as a late teenager who was later diagnosed with bipolar depression and autism. He's doing well now and living on his own, but she still deals with PTSD and anxiety. She sporadically walks. She's otherwise no physical activity. She's on multiple medications for depression, asthma, the Wegovy, anxiety, and then doxycycline, which is antibiotic for to prevent the hidradenitis pustules from getting worse, and a little bit of borderline high blood pressure. Her labs showed that she was pre-diabetic, with her A1C was 6. Thyroid we checked was normal. Triglycerides, again, a function, regular conventional values would say they were normal, but when we look at it like a different approach functionally, she had a high triglyceride to HDL ratio, which puts her at risk for cardiovascular disease. One of her liver enzymes was elevated, likely due to having her gallbladder removed in the past. She may not digest fats and absorb fats well, plus the metabolic condition of high blood sugar, which we end up storing as more body fat in the liver, more fat in the liver. So that's her that's her history. And the conventional approach is, okay, she's on Wegovy to try to lose some weight. For her sleep apnea, she's got her CPAP monitor that, or her CPAP machine that she sleeps with at night. She's on multiple drugs for asthma and what was the other one? The asthma medications, three of them all have steroids in them, which is very toxic to the body long term. Their steroid use is, fine for short term, but when they're on chronic steroid use, that can cause a whole host of problems. And then being on an antibiotic for long term prevention does severe damage to the gut microbiome. So basically all we're doing in conventional medicine for her is just giving her another medication for all of her conditions. So the difference in how we're going to approach this from a functional perspective is, first, I want to, the weight is a huge issue for her. Like the obesity is causing so much of her problems. So that's like a big important thing to focus on. So we want to really clean up her diet, getting her on a clean, healthy, nutritious, whole food program, no junk food, fried food, processed seed oils. For her, a continuous glucose monitor is a tremendously valuable tool, so she can see in real time when her blood sugar is going up, like what is she eating, or her stress or anxiety or poor sleep, and where is her blood sugar being affected, so then she can see it herself and we can target that. Instead of just believing me, she's got real data that she can look at, and which is proof of where the problems are, so we can make changes.
Plus it puts some of that back in her hands that she has control. It shows
Exactly.
her that she has control to change some of those things.
Absolutely. And that's what we want to do, empower people with the tools to know that you can do this. You can change this. You do not have to live with these conditions for life. The hidradenitis suppurativa, think about these big pustules in the armpits and everything, so painful and swollen. And the only other treatment that we have is either excising them. You put, stick a knife in there and you drain out all the pustules, or sometimes you do big excisions to remove them. But we're not getting to the root cause. Let's start with the obesity. I know someone personally who suffered with it horribly. She lost 80 pounds and now it's gone. Like she doesn't even have it at all. So that's, what I would be working towards, with this client as well. Another thing to look at is she has severe asthma. One very common trigger for asthma is food sensitivities. Like, has every and you
Wow.
nobody's ever done a trial with, let's see if we can eliminate some dairy, which is highly inflammatory for the respiratory and sinus tract. Or maybe if, and we'll see how she responds to that. But there's again, there's other testing that we could do to see what is causing this chronic inflammation in her body. So, and then the long-term steroid use of her being on the all these inhalers is now causing damage to her immune system. It weakens the immune system. So we don't want to be on steroids for long periods of time. And then the stress factor as well is affecting her blood sugar. So we need to work on her stress and teaching her what we saw, like what we call parasympathetic nervous system activation, is just relaxing the nervous system for calming her anxiety and her stress, so she doesn't need so many anxiety medications. There's so much to do. Like, she's not even seeing a therapist right now. If you got PTSD, you really should be seeing a therapist to try to work that stuff out, right?
So that it doesn't cause more stress, yeah.
Exactly. She has sleep apnea, but a very common problem with patients like this, they can't get comfortable wearing that apparatus when they sleep at night, because they have to wear, it's either a mask or like a nasal mask with the hose that's attached to a machine, and it's noisy and it's uncomfortable. And most of the time, a lot of times people can't get comfortable with it. They just take it off and they don't use it. So if you have untreated sleep apnea, then you're at tremendous risk for increased, cardiovascular disease risk. And of course, the hormonal imbalance, which affects the cortisol and affects the blood sugar and the cravings and so many things. Another big thing with her, so she's had multiple kidney stones, which are oftentimes, when they examine them in the lab, they're called calcium oxalate stones. So let's look at oxalates in her food supply, or even doing food sensitivity testing to see if oxalates are a problem for her, like kale. Kale is what we most people consider a health food, right? But if you have issues with oxalates, kale is not good for you. So it's a very customized approach to find out what's good for that particular person. And then being on the chronic antibiotics, and I told her all about this stuff. She's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to take that. And I said, well, let's start to, before you stop, let's, work on, making some nutrition improvements first, because I don't want, your asthma to, or your hidradenitis to flare up, but let's get some blood sugar control in place first. But we're going to do a dairy elimination. We're going to make all the nutrition changes. And she most likely needs to have some gut repair work done because of all the damage from the chronic steroid use, all the stress, the PTSD, and the antibiotics and the steroids, they cause all this damage. So we have to do repair work to the gut lining to prevent this from causing, further problems. Of course, we've got to get her moving more. So, because she's very sedentary. So, we're going to find something that is going to try to keep her, something that she enjoys, that, she is be willing to do. You got to, meet the person where they are and where they are and see, okay, well, what are you willing to do? Toxin exposure is huge too. Her glands are constantly blocked and inflamed. And, I mean, anybody who's obese definitely has toxicity. So, that's something that we're going to look at. Where are all the toxic things that she's slathering on her body every day? Is she putting, moisturizers on her skin that are loaded with toxins? And there's just so much that we would do, from a functional approach, that's different. And, our goal as functional providers is always to try to help people to get off as many prescription drugs as possible. This I just wanted to show you, since I'm kind of done with that presentation. I want to just share my screen real quick and just show you what, because it's so, anybody who's watching this and is a little bit skittish about gross medical things, you might want to not look at this. So there's the warning. But let me just show you what a picture, because a picture is worth a thousand words, right? Of what that looks like, what happened there. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I hate when that happens. There it is. Okay, can you see that picture?
Not yet. Hit the
Oh,
share
okay.
button again.
Okay.
Green button at the bottom.
I know, I've got to go back. Did already press it, but oh, I'm messing up. Think that's it. That's
Yeah,
how
now
about
you can.
now you see it?
Yep.
Okay, so this where I'm, can you see my cursor moving? This is somebody's armpit. This
Oh,
is what
wow.
severe hidradenitis suppurativa looks like. This is the groin area. This is the axilla. So you can see they develop these
Okay.
tunnels and channels. This is an easier picture to see. So you could see these pustules in the
Okay.
armpit. You can imagine and how painful that is, right? And this people
Oh,
have it
my.
chronic for years and decades. So they're putting on these strong antibiotics just to prevent it from those pustules from getting infected. And then
Okay.
causes, all the damage that it causes, there's no resolution for. So it's damaging their gut, which puts them at risk for more food sensitivities and more autoimmune conditions on top of each other. That's why it's common if you have one autoimmune condition to develop another one and another one and another one without a functional, medicine approach. So they'll, lance these things and squeeze the pus out and put them on these strong antibiotics to try to prevent it from coming back instead of focusing on the lifestyle changes and trying to make improvements there. So it's
Wow.
very sad, but that's how it goes. What did I do? I'm trying to unshare.
You should have an unshare button.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking for it. What is happening? It just keeps saying share. All right. Anyway, am I hiding it now? Because I'm on my full screen. Or are you still looking at it? Oh, wait.
There.
That's
We're
better?
back. Yep.
Okay. So we're good?
Yep, we
Okay.
are.
All right. Good. Yeah. So that's, how
So how?
functional medicine works.
Now, how do you keep on top of all this? How do you stay on top of everything that's coming at you?
Well, I think when it comes to medicine, you can't be on top of everything because there's so much, and we're always learning, always new scientific research. However, I have a phenomenal school. I went to the School of Applied Functional Medicine, and we had one of the reasons that I chose this school was because they're really, really great with support. So even once you've graduated from the program, there is a whole community online that you have support from, and people will practitioners will put in, questions like, "Oh, I've got this case, and this is complicated, and I'm not sure what do you guys think? Have you seen this?" And all the practitioners are helping each other. And then of course there's advanced clinical courses, there's business support that they can help you with for setting up your practice. So it's a phenomenal school that really has tremendous benefits well beyond the school itself. And they do which I love, these what they call them open coaching calls, where a practitioner will get on with the founder and lead instructor of the school and present a case where everybody can listen in on it. And then she helps, walk through it in real time. She's looking at it for the first time, just like all
Okay.
of us. And then she'll break things down and put those puzzle pieces together and say, "Look at this and look at that." And everybody else is in the chat and talking. If she's like, it's a teaching moment. She's like, "What do you guys think? What are you seeing here?" Just giving guidance on, just looking at everything. And she's brilliant. And Tracy Harrison, shout out to her. She's awesome.
Okay.
And the school is great. So if anybody's interested in going to functional medicine school, definitely reach out to me. I'd be happy to get you connected with
Oh,
any of the programs.
that's amazing. What advice would you give to someone that's just considering finding a functional medicine practitioner? Because again, our audience is pretty widespread. You and I are in two different states. Once we put this out on our actual podcast, it goes out everywhere. So if somebody wanted to find a practitioner, how would they go about that?
Well, probably referral first. If somebody who knows somebody who's been really good and has gotten them great results, then explore that route first, or somebody in your community. But some of the top schools have listings of graduates. So my school is schoolafm.org. You can look for practitioners on that website. The Institute for Functional Medicine, which is ifm.org or .com, I forget, they're both. But they have practitioners, again, around the globe. So you can find somebody in your area, or a lot of people do virtual practices, but virtual coaching. But if you need a phys you know an actual medical practitioner, they have to be kind of within your state, because they have to be licensed in that particular state. But yeah, all those websites definitely have list of find a practitioner, and they'll show you the people who've graduated from their program, and you could search by radius and zip code and things like that. So that's a great place to start. And then, of course, look up reviews, look at their testimonials, things like that.
Valuable information. Oh my goodness, this has been so valuable.
Thank you. I
And
love it.
again, I'm going to send you my numbers.
I'm happy to look at them. Yeah. Send everything
And
though, because I like to look at the whole picture, right? That's another thing
yeah,
about
well,
functional medicine. We don't focus on one thing. We put the whole look at the picture as a whole and put it together.
And again, right now I don't get sick very often, so I don't go to the doctor very often. And so far this has just been my routine mammogram blood work. And he said because of my age, he wanted me to get a real bone density, not just one of the little pinch tests. He wanted me to get, the actual
Big
scan.
DEXA.
And so I have all of that scheduled, and so that I'm just waiting for those results to come in. And then because of my medical doctor being in a larger network, he is connected to my chart. And so all of that comes out to me on my chart. So I do have
Right.
access to all the results once they come
Yeah,
in.
absolutely. Yeah.
So.
Anybody who's had an electronic medical record system, which pretty much everybody does now, you have access to all your reports. And I always encourage people, look at your reports. Don't just assume and don't even look at it and just be like, well, no, I haven't heard from them, so no news must be good news. That's absolutely not true. Remember that your medical providers are overwhelmed. They have hundreds of patients, and we try our best to stay on top of things, but we've got hundreds of people to be taken care of. You've got one, just you. So you get on there, and if you see something is out of normal range and nobody talked to you about it, send them a message in your portal. Say, hey, what does this mean? And what can I do about it? And just communicate with your practitioner. But if they say, oh, there's nothing to do about that, that may be because they're just not trained, like nutritionally or from a functional approach. But definitely always look at your numbers, look at your reports. If you don't know what something means, ask them.
And I'm thinking too, when you have a medical doctor that has so many patients and he's on top of all of these charts and he's looking at all of these charts, my guess is that the severe ones are going to jump out at him and he's going to give those some attention. And if you're like just outside the normal range, I'm sure in his mind he's thinking, she's good.
Good enough. If it
Because
doesn't
he
need
has,
a
he
medical
has this.
intervention, then that's not a priority, right?
And so he might think, okay, I need to watch that as her charts progress over the months. I need to maybe keep an eye on what direction that's going. But he may not think it's severe enough to contact me to say, Kathy, you need to turn this around. Let's work on that. Like he might with somebody that has something more severe. So we're our own best advocate. I can
Absolutely.
definitely see that.
Absolutely. And I shared that case because, it's so complex for such a young person with so many conditions, but it's not uncommon. And that's the sad part. We see people like this all the time in our conventional system. So you could see how overwhelming it is. And you've got like a 20-minute appointment. It's like, how much are you really going to accomplish in that time? And then it's maybe see you in 3 months or 6 months, and they can't really get real lasting change. But, working with a functional practitioner who's following up with you on a consistent basis and doing that habit stacking, it's like, okay, we got that one healthy habit. Let's add another one, and let's add another one. And, or working with a health coach even, because they work on all these foundational changes. And the reason I wanted to share that case too, it just shows, because even though I just met her and she's not at the finish line, I just know from past experience how much better she could be. The majority of everything that she's dealing with can be resolved with lifestyle changes from a functional medicine approach.
Oh, What a blessing you are, because oh, it can change so many people's lives. Again, I saw this quote the other day and it really stuck with me. It said, "We go through life with all these problems, but as soon as we have a health problem, we only have one problem.
Amen. That's right. You
Because
can't.
none of the other problems even matter
That's
if
right.
you have a health problem.
That's right.
You can worry about the kids and the schools and the car and the job and the friends and the family. And then the doctor tells you that you have cancer and you're terminal, and all of a sudden, nothing else matters except what do I need to do to get well?
Exactly.
What do
Yeah.
I need to do to get through this so that it's not
Right.
terminal?"
Right. And
And
people don't want to pay out of pocket for their health care because they think everything should be covered through insurance. And I wish it was, but that's not the reality of how our system works. So you're going to either pay now or pay later with much, much worse situations, or just, cutting your life a whole lot shorter.
And we see that all the time.
That's right. People are like, oh, I can't believe so and so passed away. It's like, well, but he's been morbidly obese for his whole life. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Or the habits, not just obesity, but any kind of habits
Smoking.
that the smoking, the drinking, the
Right.
whatever, the no sleeping, the
Right.
overworking, the stress, I mean, whatever. You add all
Right.
of that up and it just takes a toll.
That's right. That's right. Or women, I like to have my glass of wine to relax at night. But one glass of wine increases your breast cancer risk very significantly. 10, 11%, the last time I checked the
That's
stats.
crazy.
Yeah, and this they think, it's completely harmless, but it's not. It's our societal norms, but it, like or Paris, everybody smokes, but it's not normal, and it's a toxin that's causing damage every single day. Right.
Wow, great information.
Thanks.
Rita, put in the chat how we can get in touch with you. Give us your connect, either website or email, some way to connect with you.
Yeah,
And
I
I'll
put
make
my
sure that I
website in there.
include that in the description
Thanks.
of the replay.
Yeah, so I put it in the chat. It's just my website, ritabrewer.com. You can access me, everything on there. And if this is something that you're interested in, that you feel like, wow, I want that kind of care, I'm happy to do a free call with you. You book an appointment on my calendar. We'll talk about your needs and what your goals are. We could talk about what a functional approach would look like for you. And then if you wanted to go next steps, we could even do a consultation and with that thorough evaluation, and I could show you this is what we can do from a functional approach, and you can decide whether or not you would want to move forward from there. So yeah, I'd love to connect with anybody who's
Now,
interested in this kind of care.
when they tap in, do you have like a Calendly or some way that they can schedule so they
Yeah.
can?
Exactly. There's a calendar in the built into the website there. Yeah.
Okay, so they
There's
can
a pool.
schedule it at a
Yep.
certain date and time and set aside
Yep.
time
Exactly.
to
There's a
just focus on themselves, maybe for the
Exactly.
first time.
That's right. That's right. You're worth it, people. You
Love
want to
it.
live
I
your
love
best
it.
life because we want to travel the world like Kathy and I, right? And
Oh,
we got to be
absolutely.
strong and healthy to be able to travel and enjoy
Absolutely.
life.
I want to dance in New York.
Okay. Why
Not
not?
on stage. I have a studio picked out. I just want to dance at this one studio. They do take
Oh, that's fun.
auditions, and so you have to audition to get in there, and I want to dance at this one studio. So
Awesome.
that's kind of one of my goals.
Wonderful. Love it. Well, love it. Yep. Live your best life. Can't do it if you're sick.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being on. We're at the top of the hour, so we're going to go, but I just appreciate you so much, Rita. Thank you so much for all of this information,
My
and I
pleasure.
will send the links over to you so
My
that you
pleasure.
get all the replays.
Thank you, Kathy. Love you too. And all that
All
you do.
right.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, and we
All
will
right.
see everyone soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.